This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. He now teaches politics and journalism at both American University and Georgetown University here in Washington. A couple of weeks ago, you may remember we talked about the president's handling of the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. We want to get Richard's reaction now, given the president's national address on the issue Tuesday evening, the first address he's given from the Oval Office. And Richard, it's always great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with the setting. First of all, a big deal was made out of the fact that this was coming from the Oval Office, and I guess it is a big deal since the last couple of presidents haven't done that much. What do you make of the fact that it seemed like Reagan, Bush 1, and Clinton were almost always in there, and the last couple of presidents have shied away from that?
I think this president is one who is trying to burnish his image all the time. And he hasn't used the Oval Office yet. Usually we use them for foreign policy crises of one kind or another. And this one here is not a foreign policy crisis. It's a domestic crisis. It's one that is affecting the president politically. He's using it to burnish his image. He wants to show he's in charge. He wants to show the majesty of the presidency. And he used it as an opportunity not to really kind of give us a progress report on what's going on in the Gulf, as much as an image report on how he's handling the issue, and at the same time making a pitch for a more comprehensive energy package that sort of weans us off of petroleum.
Richard, plenty of reaction coming in, as it always does after a presidential address, and coming in from all political perspectives. But the big word that seems to describe it is underwhelmed. Did you get that opinion as well, and why do you think that is?
Well, I think that one of the reasons why they're saying underwhelming is, like I say, there was nothing that came out of there that he hasn't said before. There was nothing new other than the idea that he was going to seek a fund from BP. Well, that already had been talked about and been said, and the White House had put that information out with regard to that. So there was nothing really new there. To use the Oval Office is to use it, it should be used sparingly. It should be used for only momentous occasions. And I think that the use of the Oval Office here just didn't sort of jibe with what people were expecting.
The president, of course, not only talked about what's going on in the Gulf, but he used that as a springboard to talk about his version of energy policy reform. Some saw that as political opportunism. Others say, even who support his agenda, that he was pretty vague in what he said. How did you assess what he did there?
Well, I think that they're right. There was a sense of sense of political opportunism in trying to promote his agenda. At the same time, and since it's a controversial one, and there weren't very many specifics, there was a lot of generalities, and there was nothing in there that indicated that he was going to do this or he was going to do that right off the bat. Underlying all of that, obviously, is that there's going to be a lot of costs to all of this. To do what he says he wants to do will cost a lot of money, and it will cost an awful lot of political capital. And I guess what we've done here is we've created a political crisis of sorts out of this oil spill, as much as it is an environmental crisis. And that's part of the atmosphere that we operate in today in the media, and that is that every issue that comes along is politicized immediately, and therefore the president is being judged not only on what he's doing, but also what does it mean to his political future. And I think that the Oval Office speech was a big part of that in terms of him trying to affect his political future.
Is the public perception of him based largely on whether or not they can stop the oil from gushing? Is it whether he's really putting all hands on deck and doing everything possible to contain this? What's generally driving, you think, public opinion of how he's handling this?
Public opinion, generally is that it's a bad problem. And any president, no matter who it was in the office, would get negative remarks as long as the oil continues to spill, no matter what is being done, whether a good job is being done. We don't know. We don't really know how much and what can be done and what can't be done. It's a technical problem here. And so no president's going to get good marks for handling the oil spill as long as the oil continues to leak. And we continue to see the bad pictures of oil-covered birds, and we see stories about people who are economically being impacted by the whole environmental mess. And so no president will do well. But the fact of the matter is that we put it in political context all the time. And so, therefore, if we just covered the crisis without talking about the president's handling of the crisis, he would do better.
Well, you say that, and let me go right back to the political aspect. If this persists, at least until August or maybe even beyond, potentially, what's the potential fallout for the midterms?
Well, I think that if the president's not doing well, then his party's not going to do as well. if he can recover, if something, if they get this thing stopped and he, there's time to recover. But the thing is going on for the entire summer. If the Gulf region is devastated by economically by all of this, and it's, if the effects are being felt through the summer and into the fall, I think it'll hurt his party. Whether it's going to change everybody's people are already inclined to favor the Republicans over the Democrats just because they're not in power right now.
Richard, fascinating to watch. We'll see how it plays out from here. Thank you very much for being with us, as always.
Nice talking to you, Greg.
Richard Benedetto, longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, now teaches politics and journalism at American and Georgetown Universities here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.